guys. This is Siobhan. I'm Craig's girlfriend.
Steven Spencer Show fame.
Steven Spencer Show. This week, the Steven Spencer Show kind of sucked.
It was so bad.
It was so bad that I spent the second half of the show in the bathroom doing my makeup.
With a dildo!
Because that was more entertaining. So,
you fucked your face,
with
bitch.
A dildo!
Here's a little song by Dean and friends.
Enjoy, guys. We cut it down to the shit that didn't suck. We're going to come back next week with an episode.
Which is 2 minutes.
It's we promise. We're going to get fucking... Yeah.
All these dead distractions driving me up a wall.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's blowing his nose into the sock.
He's blowing his nose with the sock.
Everyone's talking over me.
No one look at me. When I speak, don't make it like you hear it.
I can't think straight. Just drink more coffee.
Hello, and welcome to episode 5. This is the Steven Spencer Show. Today is Sunday, October 26th. What the fuck is the same thing? I don't even know.
December 10th.
Oh, no. Just drink more coffee and be a fucking nut.
I've been working on writing my book. I've been dealing with doubt.
I'm not sure who I am.
I've been banging my head against the wall, trying to write a fucking emotional piece.
You're all fucking crazy, and I'm gonna strangle you in your sleep. Just like the ghost that strangled the woman I met that changed my life and destiny.
At the convention, I had this whole heart-to-heart with this lady. Really nice lady, but she kept talking about how ghosts choke her at night.
I hate you, and you, and you, Craig.
My license is suspended, and I have a warrant out for my
arrest. Why is your license suspended?
And you pee.
I was like, 2 glasses of wine, I was wasted. It wasn't even glasses of wine, it was like paper Dixie cups of wine.
Oh my God.
White wine. I don't even know if there's alcohol in the wine.
I was like, and I hate you. I don't want to see you ever again. I just want to go home and breathe where it's nice and quiet and there's not 17 people talking.
I make my little gnome character, you know, little Doro, and I write a whole backstory in my mind for him of how he lived in Gnomeregan, and he used to work at this, he used to work at the shop called, Go Nuts Fruit and Nuts. It's a fruit and nut stand. And he was just an employee there.
Right.
And, you know, when Gnomeregan, when Gnomeregan was destroyed by,
trolls.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they are.
Trogs, thank you. Was destroyed by Trogs. You know, his boss was died and everything, but he still like he still has the dream of kind of remaking Go Nuts Fruit Nuts once Gnomeregan is reclaimed. And so he goes around kind of like Dora would go around. Dora would go around, you know, advertising still, and like, you know, he was an alchemist, so he'd make potions and kind of like and give like kind of ads, you know, with his potions.
Right.
And dude, your book should be about this.
And he was, and you know, I even had I could even do the voice like out loud in my head, like, you know, hello, I'm Doro. I used to work at Go Nuts Fruit and Nuts. Hello, everyone. Watch out behind you.
Over me. I can't think straight. You're drilling a fucking hole into my soul.
Hello, everyone's lost their mind. I'm Doro. Maybe I need to... Everyone's possessed by warlocks.
Taking my ideas and urinating on everything that means anything to me. I just want your voices to fucking go to hell.
I would play it if you could be in a room and you could just like... and. I'd be playing and I'd be like, fucking yes. And I'd just get up and I'd stalk the room listening for the... And I'd get up behind... if you could just get up behind the fucking person, rip the space bar out and just stab it through the back of their fucking necks. Then I'd play it. Because, God.
That'd be worth playing.
Well, it would be worth it, because it's like, you son of a bitch, just stop jumping. Your... And then why? You... Why do you jump?
And then I don't know.
Why?
I honestly don't know.
Is your thumb board?
Maybe. Well, I can't use this thumb to jump, because it gets weak.
It's your fucking thumb board. Why do you jump?
I don't know. It's just boing, boing,
it's like this
boing.
Hyperactive, like, jump. All of you, Craig and Pete, Madeline, Siobhan, you're like fucking razor blades against my fucking heart. In my role playing guild, we had it was called A New Hope.
Yes.
I salute you for that one.
Just go to hell and fuck yourself, and maybe you'll rot there, and your voices will never ever come into my coffin and seep to the ground in the rain that you're yelling above my grave, you fucking fucks.
I found peace in sci-fi society.
LOL, LOL, jump, 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 LOL.
Give me the town D-bag.
Fucking kill me.
I felt so good last night, spilling my soul. I let it go, and now you've made me crazy.
I think Dane's trying to get with my girlfriend, or she's trying to get with him.
You brought back the bad feelings.
All right, you can turn it off, but if you turn it off, then you can't use the remote
to aim
like your boomerang or your slingshot.
Or
and you have to actually and you actually have to use you have to actually use the controller to aim it,
which makes it more like a regular game.
Which makes it more like a regular game, and it makes me think, why you don't need the fucking motion control for this game? Just put on a regular controller, because that's what it's meant for.
I'm gonna go home and shake all night.
Red Steel, bullshit. I had Excite Truck, bullshit. I bought Rayman Raving Rabbits, bullshit.
I was really hoping to get some good sleep. Why do you want me to die? Inside and out. Fart Ninja.